a business. And at Fifth Third Bank, we're here to help make it happen. Our team of financial professionals offer guidance, support, and superior customer service to help you efficiently manage your business and its finances. Whether you're a company of one or a large-scale operation, Fifth Third Bank connects you with a network of seasoned, industry-focused professionals to provide tailored advice to help power your business forward. Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third means business. Member FDIC.
Have you ever caught yourself saying, what can I do to make more money? Or how can we bolster revenue at our company? If so, IncomeStore.com has dozens of options that can help increase revenue for any business of any size. Check out IncomeStore.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Robbie.
And I'm Brett.
And I'm Dave, baby.
And we work with the great people at the Buffalo Bayou Partnership to protect and maintain the waterways in our community.
That's right, we do.
At American Family Insurance, we know that with the right support
and the right team,
any dream is possible.
Like our dream to have cleaner waterways in our hometown.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find your dream champion at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Celebrate the NFL's 100th anniversary with Pepsi. Look for the Tariq Cohen display at Pepsi retailers. 100 seasons, 100 reasons to celebrate. Be one of the 100 winners. Prizes include a meet and greet with Tariq Cohen and more. Pepsi, official soft drink of the National Football League.
Want to bet? The all-new sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago is your exclusive destination for all things sports betting. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets, turning every moment of every game into a chance for something big. So grab the crew, some tasty food, and place your bets at the one, the only, the sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago. Must be 21. For more information, see My Choice, Promotions, Cashier, or Club Hollywood. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
So I fill out your bank's mortgage application.
Can you believe these great mortgage rates?
I know. I'm really anxious to get going.
Okay, your application goes into my inbox and out of my inbox and into my outbox and out of my outbox and out to the bottom of the mortgage application review stack.
Where it's reviewed.
Where it's assigned to be reviewed.
Okay.
Upon review, it's forwarded to the pending inbox of the pending inbox approval partner's inbox, then outbox.
Sounds like it takes a long time.
No. It takes a really, really long time.
Right.
If your bank is backed up with long delays on your mortgage application, risking a great loan rate, call First American Bank. First American offers low rates, an easy application process, and fast approval, so you can lock in that great rate.
With our bank, you get reviewed, hopefully approved.
And if the great rate is no longer great,
screwed.
Right.
Let First American handle your mortgage needs. Low rates, fast approval, and outstanding personal service. First American does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com. Call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
At The Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout. All from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Big Ten Western champion Northwestern Wildcats and Coach Fitz return to Ryan Field this Saturday when they host UNLV. Kickoff set for 2:30 p.m. Season single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. This transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Gets your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Great show.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
All the ways you couldn't get a hold of us today. And want to thank Dustin. He, of course, is the key.
I guess. Okay.
He's the key.
The key.
No? Anybody? Kevin, thanks.
He had the key.
Yeah, whatever.
But we couldn't get in the office.
Thanks, Kevin. You are...
I think he's got a sports show, too.
No, not Kevin. Thank you to Ray. Look
yes.
At Ray. Yes, Ray. Thank you, buddy. What a glorious man Ray is. And now is the time when we turn and we say...
Welcome. Enough is enough.
Well, no. We say welcome to Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning, yeah. Fellas. How are you?
I flipped you off this morning.
Sure.
But like in a
double,
loving
yeah,
way.
No, double.
In a loving way. Yeah.
I gave it... Back when I was covering the Bears years ago, Olin would, like, I would be, like, out on the field or something. There'd be, like, a knock at the window, and you turn around, he'd be, like, in the training room or something, and he'd flip you off.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, I'm sure done out of respect. And then I would, like, call him out, and then he would pretend to come, and I would pretend to run away.
He usually just shoved me.
Yeah, he would just beat you up.
Olin, there's always an annual moment at Donlin's, outside or inside the Donlin's bathroom, when Olin would threaten to kill me. And it was, sometimes he was serious.
It was sincere.
And sometimes he wasn't.
No, no.
And he would give me a look.
He
like,
meant it.
Right. Like, it's at some point... And somebody, it's sort of like the Dread Pirate Roberts. Like, I'll most likely kill you tomorrow,
yeah, right?
That's
right.
Sort of.
Only that was fiction. That happened to you.
No, he meant
I would say to him, I would say things to him like, you know, he would like say something to me just with filled with bitterness and anger. And I would say, hey, you know, I know everyone around here is afraid of you, but I didn't grow up in some island paradise. Okay. I'm from the south side of Chicago. You don't intimidate me. And then he would be like, I'll take the free one. I'll take the free win. Let's
right?
go. And then I would have to kind of, okay, wait a minute. This is getting a little too
rethink
serious.
Rethink that. Yeah.
Oh,
that's probably smart.
He's a dangerous man.
But Owen's a hell of a follower with all this football stuff
great.
Going on. He's
great.
Really, really insightful. And there was football going on. There was a lot
amazing.
To watch.
How about the Vikings? That was the scariest moment for Bears fans, I think.
Yes, I think you're right.
See the way they operated.
Of all the games, because
yeah.
you play them twice, and
yes.
you play them soon. And they are hot, and they're a different team when they run the ball. And that's what it looks like when an NFL team commits to running the football.
Well, that's what it looks like when they overcommit to running the football. I mean, that was a lot.
That was a college
you,
football
you
game.
Think that
Connor,
really was.
That was college
like
football.
Watch an army.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch an army.
Can you really overcommit to the running game?
I think you can.
Not
look, even the Ravens, who went into this
John,
entire
John
off
Fox
season,
says no.
They went into this entire offseason, the Ravens did, trying to reinvent the run game. It's all going to be different. And I know they played the Dolphins, and that is a sorry-ass football team. But they came out with a pass game that looked different,
yeah,
reinvigorated, and actually
here's
like an offense.
When you're the Vikings and you commit that much to the running game, you can do that because you know you have two wide receivers that can get it done in the passing game. You don't have to worry about establishing the pass because it's always going to be there.
I would disagree that they looked a lot better than I thought. I mean, hell, I took the Falcons, and that was really stupid
way
in our confidence picks on the show. Like, I'll eat that. I know. That's on me. But you can't tell me that just because they ran the ball as often as they did that you've got more confidence in Kirk Cousins doing whatever the hell he's doing.
Well,
yes.
Seriously? I think,
because
Connor, what you're
element.
Missing.
The guy deteriorates the moment Leonard Floyd gets close to.
When you have a quality defense, okay, and you run the football, you are protecting that quality defense. You are taking your opponent off the field. You are not giving as many opportunities. There are nothing bad happens when you run the ball and you play defense.
It's fine if your drives end in touchdowns. If you are doing that and not just doing it between the 20s.
Right.
If you're doing it and finishing off drives with touchdowns.
The drive, yeah,
then it becomes like a dominant high school football.
It's exactly
where
right.
Or like Oklahoma or Nebraska of the 70s where you, like you say, or Army, you know, one of these service academies that if you ask many of these coaches, not maybe some of the newly minted guys, but if you ask many coaches what their dream of an ideal aesthetic football game would be. It would be what you're describing.
Oh, Mike Zimmer wants to put an unbalanced line and run right all day.
We love that. If you can win a game where you throw 11 passes, coaches are going to be. I mean, that's just that's a utopia for some of these.
But you
old
saw
guys.
The range. I mean, that's one way the Vikings won, and you saw the way the Ravens won. But I think the best combination was to me the Cowboys get Ezekiel Elliott back. And then Dak Prescott throws for 400 yards. In a real offense called with a really smart play caller doing his first game and Kellen Moore. Randall Cobb fitting into that offense in the slot position, they're dangerous.
they looked really polished.
Yeah, so their defensive line is still tough.
Kellen Moore going to be the next, you know, like young Ubrikin who gets the head coaching job, or is he going to be the guy that, you know, Jerry's going to kick his own head coach out and just move
Kellen
Moore into
that? He's never kicking Jason Garrett out. He's got a job for life.
Yeah, that's so weird to me, but he does have a job for life. But Jerry's
I don't understand it. I don't get it at all. Unless you couch it, like you say, like, it's Jerry, so what the hell? There are no rules here.
Yeah, he's Jerry. He's a different cat altogether. Did you see him celebrating? That was so funny.
Yes, yes. Every Ezekiel Elliott touch,
I just love those
Zeke
guys. Jerry, I once asked Jerry if he thought he should be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And with the beauty of it is he stopped and he thought about it and he said, if I felt that was what was best for the franchise, then I would do it. But at this point, I just don't think that's what. Like, he thought about
that's
it!
Great.
Jerry,
that's
Jerry, no, great. When was this? Just for sake of context. Like, were the Cowboys in their scope of things?
It wasn't an owner's meeting. It was down in Mobile. I was standing on the sidelines and practice ended, and I turned around, and there was Jerry. And I was like, oh, Jerry. So I started talking to him. I know I've met Jerry over the years, and they used to have the bus that they would go to the combine. You could get on the bus and drive around a little bit. Yeah. Have you ever done that, David? It was always a lot of fun. Everybody was having a good time. He loved, you know, Jerry loves talking.
So this is late 90s then, you think?
Yeah, it's probably late 90s. Okay. Yeah. Right. I think it was after Barry Switzer. But it was definitely after the, you know, the Barry Switzer
title. That makes sense. That makes sense to me that he would, in that moment, be like, yeah, maybe.
God, I remember covering the Barry Switzer Super Bowl team. It was just what an absolute clown show that guy was.
That guy had a party in his room the night before the Super Bowl, and like tons of media were going in and out. Yep. I was getting all sorts of messages to go over to it, which I'm like, no, I gotta cover the game tomorrow. I gotta go to bed. But they were up all night. He had like family members sleeping on the floor everywhere. I mean, he was just out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was a great rival of Jimmy, which is why he was hired. Because Jerry said, I could win a Super Bowl with anyone, and he proved it.
So what do you guys think about the Nico Horner news? John Heyman, by the way, confirming Paul Sullivan's tweet that Nico Horner's being called up by the Cubs.
Yeah, saw that. It's all over the place. I mean, this is what it looked. We talked about this when Addison Russell first got called up, I think. And it was, you know, what do you do with this roster? What do you do if Javi Baez goes down? Well, I think you've learned with Javi Baez's performance and production over the last couple of weeks that if Javi Baez isn't Javi Baez on this team, you're kind of already screwed. So Addison Russell now goes through a concussion protocol. The depth is tested, and Horner will get called up. You burn a clock there. This is a team that's really searching for everything.
Yeah, I am. I'm rolling this wheelchair to the old baseball hospice. I think this thing is getting ready to go downhill pretty fast.
So would you do that or not do that? Because it does start as clock. There are reasons you could argue against that. At the same time, you're still in a position to make the postseason. If you can make that argument, maybe you look at it, okay, this is worth risking a extra year when we won't be here anyway.
Right. If you're not going to be responsible for it, that's part of it. Or it just tells you maybe he's not a top of the line prospect where you're trying to preserve every last moment of contract control. Maybe you think he's good, but he's not special meriting. Well, we would do less for this team because he's such a material player.
That's true, but on the other hand, he hasn't played in AAA ball. So you go into next offseason and you can do this if it's Theo and Jed making a decision about it, which I assume it will be. You can do this whole offseason going, oh, he hadn't played AAA ball. We were aggressive in last year because he's that kind of player. You can keep him in AAA until, I don't know, June or July or something like that and just say, well, it is what it is, and you can get your clock time or a little bit of it back that way. And on the flip side of that coin, if he hits, I mean, if he looks like Ozzie Albies does, or if he looks like, I won't say Ronald Acuna or anything like that, but if he looks like that kind of a player, you go, well, the hell with it. You know, we got a guy, and he's cheap, and that's what we desperately
sign
need
him long term.
And figure something out.
And we'll get the full scouting report.
That's how he needs to be. And everything will be great.
He had 11 Mick Gillespie, the voice
of
that AA team for the
Smokies.
Cubs. the West Tennessee Smokies. Mm-hmm. He's going to join us at 11 and tell us everything about him.
What else you have?
Joe Sheehan at 11:20, Rich Campbell at 10. We've the bigger story of the Bears in a week of context.
Mm-hmm.
We now have context on which they can inform our initial Bears thoughts. So they were first kind of on an island. We've got a little different way of looking at everything now, and it's not great.
It's not good, Bob.
not good.
Have a good all show, right, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Bears fans, we've got incredible football experts on every Score show throughout the season, including Score senior Bears expert Hub Arkish, Matt Miller, from the Bleacher Report, Joe Fortenball, former NFL defensive lineman Anthony Heron, college football expert Pete Futek, from the Chicago Tribune, Brad Biggs, and many more, all right here and all season long, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Hooters Monday Night Moneyball at HootersMoneyBall.com. Monday Night Football features an NFL doubleheader for reasons that escape me, starting with Houston at New Orleans. Loyal listeners know that I've been somewhat skeptical of Bill O'Brien's mortgage to future personnel moves as de facto general manager. Although he gave away Jadeveon Clowney to Seattle, the Texans do still have a lot of pass rushers. The key for Houston is Deshaun Watson. He needs to produce a clean, minimal turnover performance if they have any chance down in New Orleans. That's because the Saints are absolutely loaded and their primetime pass-catching target Michael Thomas is poised for another huge season. Although New Orleans has started slow the last few years, the Sean Payton, Drew Brees juggernaut will open with a victory tonight. Let's call it 30-24 Saints, and I think I'm being kind to Houston, as the Texans cover and bet the over, folks. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Better sleep can benefit basically anybody. That's why Casper created Sleptember. You heard that right, Sleptember. An entire month dedicated to rest and relaxation. From outrageously comfortable award-winning mattresses to pillows, sheets, and duvets. Casper is transforming the way we sleep, and with their extended Labor Day sale, you can save on the mattress of your dreams and sleep better in Sleptember. My Casper mattress gives the perfect balance of comfort and support while I sleep because it has 4 layers of premium foam to relieve pressure and keep my back aligned. Plus, Casper has everything you need to build the bed of your dreams and rest easy with free shipping and free returns. Take full advantage of Sleptember with 10% off any purchase with a mattress today at Casper.com right now through September 9th, 2019. That's Casper.com and save 10% on any purchase, which includes a mattress. Terms and conditions may apply. See Casper.com/terms.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
With dental implants from Eon Clinics, you'll start every day with a smile. Smile and stop trying to hide your mouth. Smile and eat your favorite foods again. The world is a better place when you start smiling again. For a free consultation, call 844-365-SMILE or online at eonclinics.com today. That's eonclinics.com. Dental implants from Eon Clinics. Smile for life.
Excellence just got more excellent. For another consecutive year, Rush Copley Medical Center in Aurora and Rush Oak Park Hospital have earned grade A ratings for patient safety. The highest possible score in the industry. Downtown, Rush University Medical Center is now ranked number 2 in the nation for quality, the only Chicago academic medical center to make the list. Plus, Newsweek just named it one of the world's best hospitals. And across all 3 Rush hospitals, the caliber of nursing care continues to be recognized among the nation's best. With care like this so close to work and home, there are more reasons than ever to choose excellence. And at Rush, excellence is just the beginning. Learn more at ChooseRush.org. That's ChooseRush.org.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
It's Dan Bernstein for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Have you noticed dark stains on your ceiling? That could be mold or mildew starting to set in, and that's a no good. So you got to call Aloha Restoration to take care of that. And if you have a flooded basement or if you go down the basement, things seem a little damp and kind of funky, call Aloha because they'll do everything from start to finish. They don't just come out and tear out the damage and then force you to hire another service company to remove it. You go from ruined to restored. And I know this because I went through it. It's no fun to have water in your house, but I called Aloha Restoration and they said, they told me exactly what they were going to do, exactly how and when they were going to do it. And it was like it unhappened. Everything was as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. So call them, Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
At 2 p.m., everything starts to move a little bit slower, especially you. So drag yourself out of that slump and into a Dunkin', where every day from 2 to 6 p.m., you can get any size iced coffee or iced tea for $1.50. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew. Almond milk may be an additional charge. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout, all from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Line to right. That's going to be a fair ball all the way into the right field corner. Yelich with those long strides around third, heading home. Yelich will score on the double by Braun. Gets the Brewers right back in the game. Rest lines one to right. Base set. It's going to tie the game. 3-3. Fly ball deep left field. Back is Schwarber to the fence. 3-run home run. Tyler Austin, a 3-run homer, and the Brewers lead 6-3. Strike 3 called, and the ball game is over. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hader. Milwaukee wins the ball game. They win the series 3 out of 4, and they win the season series 10 games to 9.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Rich Campbell on the Bears in the NFL at 10, the midday midway at 10:40. 11 o'clock for Mick Gillespie.
That's right.
Who's going to give us a full scouting report on the newest Chicago Cub. It's not official yet. We don't have the actual roster move or the corresponding roster move, which I assume is going to be Addison Russell to some kind of injured list.
You probably would imagine that's going to be the case.
The other. And Joe Sheehan will join us at 11:20. And giveaways today. We've got a pair of tickets to see the Cubs and the Reds on Tuesday, September 17th, and a round of golf for two at the top-rated Bog Golf Course in Saukville, Wisconsin, one of Arnold Palmer's top five courses in the country. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live, so we stream there at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. You have to download the radio.com app.
Welcome back, NFL Red Zone.
And you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. At some point, we'll have cameras in here, the video feed that's directed by Brian Gertz at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. We do have producers. They are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner, a man in the back and over there now doing what he does.
Yes, they're everywhere.
They've
spread themselves. Yes. To every corner of the studio.
So you learned stuff, I think. I feel like I did. Yeah.
I mean, week one in the NFL is always up and down and back and forth, and teams throw surprises at you. The Dolphins decide to not play football. Matt Patricia decides to not coach football. I mean, all kinds of things.
But
man, I'll tell you what, there are all sorts of things that go on and you get a whole bunch of surprises. But I'm watching all day yesterday. Rick Camp and I both, not together, but we both had our, you know, free trial of NFL Red Zone while we decide, well, we spend the next like 8 days trying to convince ourselves that you don't have to spend the $55, whatever it is, on it. But we're going to. I mean, it's money spent. And I'm just watching and looking around and checking out different games and looking at different throws and thinking, man, at the end of the night, after the Patriots had thoroughly walloped the Steelers, that did nothing. All Sunday did nothing to help wash away any of that Bears-Packers game.
No, you remember what Terry used to say, what we used to talk about years ago?
He used to say, look out, Ducks!
No, he'd say, why can't Bears football look like the other games? And last year, it did. That was really the excitement.
It looked like it.
Under yes. Matt Nagy. Say, okay, this, when we turn on our television and we see guys running free, we see guys schemed open, we see all sorts of creative play calling that, and I'm just talking more about the offense than anything else. We know the Bears defense is going to be good. But this was one of these where after some of these other games, you're allowed to pass block. You're allowed to have things in rhythm and on schedule and called up to make sense.
You're allowed to make plays off schedule. You're allowed to feel a little bit pressure and find an outlet. You're allowed to have wide receivers get open. You're allowed to have, Dan, I'll tell you what, go ahead and watch the Ravens game over. Go ahead and watch some of the Patriots tape. You're allowed to have receivers who aren't your number one get open and make plays.
You're allowed to look for them.
Yeah.
To have a quarterback who understands.
Hell, they're allowed to shake defenders. Believe it or not, they're allowed to shake defenders. So in watching it, I think it reinforced something that I was as frustrated about as anything else coming off of the Bears' first loss of the season in the opener, the much ballyhooed 100th anniversary game, all that stuff. It's that this offensive system, this mind, this philosophy, this whole idea, it did not protect against a bad night from anyone. The offensive line had a bad night. The quarterback had a bad night. And Matt Nagy had a bad night, admittedly so, in helping to buoy any one of those two things. It wasn't there. You dug further and further away from anything that you'd established last year. You dug deeper and deeper into the hole. And whether that's the 4th-and-10 call to go for it as opposed to kick a field goal 51 yards, Robbie Gould kicked what looked like a 57-yarder. He hit the crossbar, damn near stuck the thing. There were a whole bunch of 55-yard kicks yesterday.
Cairo Santos was splitting uprights yesterday.
There
was also a lot of bad kicking. That's the other takeaway, too. And I know I do this because I watch college football and college football special teams suck.
Whatever
that Nebraska kicker was doing at the end.
I don't know, like, man.
Derp. I give it a chance, dude.
I don't know.
But, I mean, even Adam Vinatieri and the great Kari Vedvik, he's going to end up being the punchline to like some all-time Bears jokes.
Kari Vedvik?
Yeah. Just the fact you're sort of lusting after Kari Vedvik. The guy can't make a kick.
What if they traded for him?
Right.
You know, I mean, think about it that way, too. Like, good on you for knowing that you couldn't give up more than a conditional 5th-round pick.
But they gave guaranteed money to Roberto Aguayo.
Yeah, they did.
Right?
Listen, it did nothing to help assuage. There were two games, I guess. I was going over this with Jay. There were two games that maybe went worse than the Bears did, though I'm not sure.
The Browns.
It was the Browns and their completely underwhelming effort yesterday. They got themselves waxed. Baker Mayfield looked rough to start the game. His first throw really should have been picked off and wasn't. But he did a decent job of settling himself back together for the middle part of it. Then as it ran away from the defense, he started to have to make plays. Those picks came around. I don't know, but
kicking people and punching people like a late Marty Schottenheimer Chiefs team.
Sure, I mean, that's bad. You know, you don't want all of that happening. But I don't,
200 yards and penalties?
Yeah, that's also bad. That's twice the amount of yards and penalties that the Bears had. Also bad. Can't tell you that's a good thing. But as far as Baker Mayfield goes, I don't have the klaxons going off on the starter store quite the same way, but I can see him from here.
What was the other game that was informative?
Oh, my God, man, the Lions.
Yeah.
That, he needs like a different pencil stuck behind his ear. He's limping around sort of comedy troupe.
No, he looked like Long John Silver. You know what I mean? Like Wallace Beery's portrayal. Wasn't that the original Treasure Island?
With the black spot?
The peg leg. All he needs is the eye patch.
We're getting Long John Silver.
All right, let's get Long John Silver.
That's what he looked like.
I'll use my cell phone to call.
He actually looked like a stereotypical old...
It was so bad. It was really bad. And everybody said from the get-go that the Lions would be a better team. Not great, but a better team and not the easy out in this division. I think that's right on. They have a coach that wants to hand games to other coaches. It's very strange. It's a very strange procedure that they've got going on in Detroit. So that's it. Those are the two things that that went not according to plan, perhaps, or that maybe buttressed your angst about the Chicago Bears.
I need my angst buttressed.
I try and buttress your angst every single day.
At least once a year, I take it in for a rebuttressing. I go in, and I know the good rebuttressers around here.
If you need an angst rebuttressing,
you don't trust that to just anybody.
See, and that's the thing. Some people spend, the 20 to 30 bucks to just keep it up every week, something like that. But really what you're doing over time, you're spending so much money when you plop the money down on a good rebuttressing of angst, spend it now, because then you don't have to pay for it in week 8.
Right, and if you want it, you can get flying buttresses as well, if you want to make it like Notre Dame.
Sure.
If you want to get it rebuttressed with a flying buttress.
Really, those for aesthetics, though. I mean, that's what they're doing. You've got to get a run game together before you're getting flying buttresses on your angst.
Yeah, that's kind of showing off at this
really
point.
Really is. That's just greedy what it is.
But it really wasn't good. I mean, you couldn't look at other teams when it made the drop-off from Bears expectation to Bears performance seem bad all over again.
And a lot of people would tell you, or at least some in different situations would say, well, yeah, but those are your expectations. You had those expectations. You created those things for your team. You put that on your squad. In this case, no. The expectations were created by that coaching staff on the offense. They told you they didn't have to play in the preseason, and they might not have had to. But they also told you the practices were fine. They told you the offense looked good enough against one of the elite defensive units in the NFL. That the struggles, that the confusion, that the passes that went errant and intercepted, they weren't a big deal. Don't worry about those. We got this. And when you put that out there week after week, and as much goodwill and faith as that coaching staff deserved to get, they spend it. They spent it, and they spent it very, very fast. And now you have, and we'll see, I mean, maybe there's a third thing from this first week in the NFL that can help you feel just a little bit better about the Bears. I doubt it'll happen.
Maybe it's going to be the performance of Vic Fangio's Broncos defense tonight.
That's it. I mean, that's, who knows? They're facing the Raiders, who now don't have... What?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know. And I'm.
How is that clown car still operating?
And here's the thing.
How are the Raiders not actually on fire right now?
We're going to get into the Antonio Brown stuff because I've got complicated feelings about the precedent that is set by this. Because I'll get into it because there's some things I that actually I kind of like about how it happened.
Wait. There's some things you like about how the Raiders did?
No.
Okay.
No, it's something that's been building. Uh-huh. I need a little time to explain it.
We got
time. But there's a way of looking at the Antonio Brown story that was somewhat encouraging to me in almost a perverse way.
Interesting.
Well, I'll explain.
Interesting. No, I'll need that explained. But yeah, that is the third thing, is that if somehow the Raiders tonight make the Broncos look a little wonky, and it doesn't look like Vic Fangio, who's one of the better defensive play callers in the game right now, has just a real easy menu of plays to throw at Mitch Trubisky. Maybe there's that.
Did you see the story?
Maybe.
On Hard Knocks, remember Keelan Doss, the wide receiver who they liked, and he lost out in a numbers game, and he ends up on the practice squad at Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Did you see they wanted him back to replace Antonio Brown? And he said, no, I'll stay on the Jacksonville practice squad.
Hard pass. Thanks.
And apparently they're guaranteeing him a minimum level contract, like an actual on roster minimum to keep him. But he decided to have to be not on a roster technically, rather than be on a roster to stay away from Oakland.
That should be the next player poll then. As NFL beat reporters get into locker rooms today, we need to find out who wants to leave and jump ship faster. Members of the Oakland Raiders or members of the Miami Dolphins? Who wants out harder?
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host UNLV Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. And this segment is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50 plus get a week of protein-packed shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details.
So Antonio Brown is going to be a member of the New England Patriots, and you find something likable about this whole situation.
Yes, because because it has to do with a larger picture that I've thought more about over time, and I've become more sensitive to some larger forces in the game that I think this is an indication where it's not necessarily a precedent, but it's an outcome that isn't all bad.
All right, we'll get into one of the biggest and most dramatic stories in the NFL when we come back. We got Rich Campbell, the Chicago Tribune, to talk Bears with us at 10. It's Bernstein and McKnight after week one of the NFL here on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Say it again.
This week, 10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Get over 1,500 select family favorites for just a dollar, like Dan and yogurt, Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Campbell's Condensed Soup, Meijer Facial Tissue, Colgate Toothpaste, and so much more for just a dollar each at Meijer. Mix or match 10 items and get the 11th free. Why pay more? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Ever had the sense that time is standing still?
Are you talking about your bank again, Phil?
They take forever. It's like a black hole of time.
It's about time you move to Lakeside Bank. They respect your time by getting things done on time.
I could use respect and time.
Whatever will you do with all that extra time?
We might think of something.
Respect.
Lakeside Bank respects your time by being efficient. Whatever you need, we'll get it done fast. Lakeside Bank. It's about time. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You pay your insurance company to be there when you get into an accident. But what if you don't get into an accident? Only Allstate gives you a safe driver discount and a bonus for continuing to steer out of harm's way. It's cash back every 6 months you go accident free. That's the safe driving bonus, only from Allstate.
Call a local Allstate agent today and ask about the safe driving bonus. Not available in every state. Feature optional, subject to terms and conditions.
Are you in good hands?
How do you know when it's time to get it to Gerber?
When he was wrong about the right of way.
When your fender can't fend for itself.
when that parking space wasn't as spacious as you thought.
That's when you get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass has over 80 years experience and one of the quickest turnaround times in the business. So when you want it done right, get it to Gerber.
When you hit the brakes in time, but the guy behind you doesn't.
When she should have changed her mind instead of changing lanes.
Get it to Gerber.
Molly here. Last week, I made the decision to start Nutrisystem for men. I was ready to drop some pounds, get my energy back. I've already lost about 7 pounds. I feel like a million. You can do it too. Nutrisystem for men. You can see results in just a week. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code Molly to get $50 off plus a week of protein-packed shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right. Use the promo code Molly and get started.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Call 800-252-6950 for details, credit costs, and terms. By member's choice, this institution is non-federally insured. Accounts insured up to $250,000.
By now, you know us for our great rates on mortgages and our excellent service. Now, Credit Union One wants to pay you cash for your credit card debt. That's right. Credit Union One will pay you 2% cash back on your entire balance transfer amount to our Credit Union One Platinum card. And there's no fee to transfer your balance. Lower your high rate by transferring your balance and get cash back. Consider it a welcome gift from the credit union that's changing the way people bank. Now is a great time to take advantage of our fixed rates as low as 9.8% APR with no annual fee. Plus, earn rewards with your card. We work for the South Side to the North Shore and everywhere in between. We work for all of Chicagoland. Isn't it time we started working for you? Visit CreditUnion1.org today and get a Credit Union One Platinum card with 2% cash back and no transfer fee. That's CreditUnion1.org. Credit Union One. Better banking for all of us.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
That feeling when things just fall into place? EasyCater.com gives you that for business catering. Find a reliable local restaurant and order online. EasyCater is there when you need them. Life's a little easier now because when you need food for work, you go to EasyCater.com.
My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish. Now I feel great. That's because I kicked off 2019 with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days. It's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
At CDW, we get that today your office can be anywhere.
So true. My sales team is on the road year-round.
Well, CDW can assess your needs and implement a mobility solution using a Microsoft Surface Pro LTE with secure wireless connectivity configured so your team can succeed from the road or the office.
I'm not sure they can even find the office anymore.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/surface.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't really have a prepared statement. I'll just say Antonio's back today. We're really excited about that. Ready to move on. He's had a lot of, obviously, time to think about things. And we're happy to have him back. And I know the nation is excited about that, too. All right?
Anything you want to say about this whole thing is valid, how dumb it is on every level. And
oh, it's very dumb.
You don't really have to root for anybody involved. By the way, this segment of the Bernstein and McKnight Show is brought to you by Eon Clinics. And Antonio Brown is there, and then he's not. And he has social media consultants advising him on what to do, so how he can have his freedom. And then he's celebrating. And here's the thing, though. I'm not a fan of Antonio Brown. I'm concerned about him as a human being.
You're concerned about him?
Concerned about him, yeah. Like,
in what way?
I'm wondering if he has incipient CTE.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so, there are people who know him who say he hasn't been the same since he took a couple of hits. And I don't know. I can't. I'm not going to diagnose him. But if there is something physiological going on, that's obviously, it's not good.
Look, when a man dyes his mustache that color, you don't worry about things.
But The more I've understood the imbalance of power between management and labor in that sport.
Oh, okay.
In that sport, where these there's something that bothered me about, well, all this guaranteed money, guess what? Not guaranteed anymore because of this, and this. And we have, there's something that galls me about the idea of guaranteed money. Oh, you have now voided that. We've now found a way we're allowed to void guaranteed money. Don't call it guaranteed money then.
Yeah.
Because that's not guaranteed money. And over time, as I've understood the imbalance, even with these, they're all billionaires, Bernstein, they got their money to play a game. The sacrifices that these guys make, the work that they put in, and the money overall notwithstanding, because we know how this is their time. This is the time to earn as much as they can.
Yeah, and the only time.
All they're going to do, the only time, right. That the fact that a player had agency over his job, his career, his outcome, however you want to say he did it, if in fact he hired social media consultants, say, look, you want to go play for a different team?
Yeah.
You want your release? Do this, do this, do this.
Right.
There was something about the agency of an individual player because the scales, the playing field is so tilted toward ownership because this union is so weak because of its the nature
and about ready to get rolled over again.
And I that's always bothered me that the players have lacked power. I'm not rooting for anybody necessarily, but the idea of a player exercising this kind of power,
yeah,
in any way getting what he wants, I don't necessarily have a problem with
that. Interesting. I hadn't looked at it from that perspective. I get what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. You're right about the social media consultants, too. Because, you know, if you're going to take a shot at Brown for going outside the norms to try and set up a situation for himself that's better than the one that, admittedly, he got himself into, he's got every right to extract himself from that situation as best he can. And do you not think that the Raiders, well, maybe they didn't, but you figure any other team would hire lawyers to pore over his contract and find ways to get out of that guaranteed money?
Yeah, you think they just happened into figuring out that they could void guarantees?
You figure that they probably use the same lawyers or others to work that kind of language into the contract to begin with. So Brown goes outside for some consulting work to figure out how he gets the hell out of there as well. I think it's delicious that you have a front office that cannot get out of the way of John Gruden, and John Gruden can't get out of the way of Mike Mayock either.
And John that it's Gruden just lops Mayock's balls off.
Over and over again, man. I mean, that's the thing.
He's like got him Fred Hoiberg up in there.
He's got him a formaldehyde jar, and then like Monday morning shows up and just puts him back so he can take him off again.
Yep. I mean, it's Mike, I gotta tell you,
time for the ceremonial removing of the balls. Like it's just bad. It's a horrible.
I'm gonna put my balls in it.
What? Really? It's Louis coming. Louis coming.
What?
Really?
Funny.
Really? Louis coming. It's hysterical to watch happen, and it adds drama to a league that doesn't need it to make itself interesting, but it is. And then, the very night that you hear the news, then that night the Patriots go out and whop the Steelers 33-3. And by the way, you're watching that game going, huh, the Steelers could really use Antonio Brown. And look at the Patriots going, huh, they don't need Antonio Brown, but they're getting him.
Yep, they are.
I mean, it's a fully formed and operational Death Star, I assume, right? I mean, this is different than the Patriots putting this stuff together. Is it's happened before. They'll do it again. They did it with Randy Moss. They did it with Josh Gordon. They'll do it now with Antonio Brown for another season.
And a little bit of breaking news here.
Oh, what do you got?
According to our guy, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, the Patriots and Antonio Brown added an option year for 2020 at $20 million, which becomes guaranteed, quote unquote, if exercised. It was added for 2019 cap purposes.
It is a
team option.
Team option. Okay. Oh, okay, fair enough. So they did it to spread some cap around. Yep. They've got the big ticket, Stephon Gilmore, all that kind of stuff. Okay, fine. Works for me.
Yep.
Anyway, it's different. Them adding him right now is different to me than the Browns trying to put together an all-star team in the offseason, or even the Eagles. Remember when they put together the dream team in one offseason and you got Vince Young spouting out about, you know, whatever the hell that was? Like, it's different because you're adding in a piece that is A, ultra-talented, you know? And B, an organization, a franchise that has I don't know, like plans enacted, like a flow chart as to how to add in something that you didn't expect and maybe a little bit crazy and has a whole bunch of baggage coming with him. Don't worry, just do the thing we did last time. We've got a plan for this. We'll just do that.
And the Raiders seem to have a plan to get rid of their best players. Like, how do they get rid of Khalil Mack? They get rid of Amari Cooper. They get rid of Antonio Brown. This is what John Gruden is accomplishing here. It's like, let's see, who's our best, most talented, most dynamic players, and how can we not have them anymore?
It's aggressive and can give up things on the way
right.
to not having them. Maybe that's the third thing, really, that you take away from the weekend of the NFL that maybe helps the Bears, is the Raiders should be even worse than they were going to be to begin with this year. Which means the picks that you're going to get back for Khalil Mack, the second rounders, may move up just a couple of spots. That you've got a couple of maybe even better draft picks coming for you. I wouldn't rest on that at all. I mean, what you ought to rest on is trying to figure out how many RPOs should be run plays versus shouldn't be run plays, and whether or not Mitch should read half a field or the whole field. I mean, that's you need to eye on the prize. This is still a team with the expectations, each and every one of them. Each and every one of the expectations that they came in Thursday night with, last Thursday, it's still there, still on the board, still got to hold them to that.
We got off the air before Matt Nagy got into it with reporters on Friday, Rich Campbell among them, and he's going to join us in just a few minutes. And I thought they did a terrific job.
Man, the post-game from the beat and then Friday's thing, top-notch.
I'm still confused about some things. I really am. I don't think that's the other aspect of this weekend. We talk about context. Is that Nagy didn't help himself with anything he has said since that game.
So far, no. The only thing that he said that I go, okay, makes sense, he put it on him. You know, the head coach, buck stops here, he's willing to accept that.
That's the minimum.
Do you figure those are two easy points?
I think
I'm not handing him a whole bunch of confidence points for that. Three tops, not our 15 game. I'm not talking about that. By the way, nice job by the kid.
No, he's tied for last.
Yeah, but
he won three of the games, but
so am I, which means I have to compliment him because right. I'd like to feel better about where I'm at.
The two of you are tied.
Yeah,
Rick was 4 out of 5, right?
Rick went 4 out of 5, but misplaced his 15-pointer, 7-pointer. So he's all right. So Jay leads in our show's confidence.
Wait,
picks.
Who's winning? My headphones were off.
You hit. Yes.
Who is it?
Jay's winning 4 out of 5. We all got the Bears game wrong. Mm-hmm. Jay has 33 points and leads the Bernstein and McKnight confidence pool picks. Rick hit 3 out of 5. He took the Bears and he also took Carolina. So he's got 28 points. And then myself and Jason Bernstein, because Dan can't be bothered to make picks, so he sells them to his son.
Can't have proof of being wrong.
Jason and I are tied. I hit 2 picks, but had the big money numbers come in, Kansas City and the Rams. That got a little dicey. And then Jason hit his 15-point game with the New England game coming through. Never bet against New England. That was my fault.
Yeah, I said
25.
I asked him, I said, why is New England your most confident game? He said, because I think the Steelers suck.
Yeah.
He should also say, shut up, Dad. You're not willing to make picks. You can't criticize mine.
Can you write that out for him? Will you write that? We'll just send it to him on his Instagram page or something like that. I don't know how the kid communicates. It's probably just through Instagram now.
Yeah, text and Instagram. Okay. When he's not following Shane on Instagram.
Do I have to make him a TikTok so he sees it?
Look.
What is this thing? Yes, I'm fixing my readers.
That's the latest thing. That's the latest thing that is now TikTok. I don't know what it is. I've spent the barest amount of time figuring out what it is.
This is the moment in history where Jay Zawoski's left behind.
Yep, like, super
what?
Old. Yep. You
know,
and me, Jay, we both got really old with TikTok.
That's Zawoski left behind.
There's a whole series of these apocalyptic Christian novels involving Jay Zawoski left behind.
Looking around, really bewildered.
I don't know how to use this app and stuff.
He's got a pack of Twinkies under his arm.
Everybody else
can't
been
understand what's happening.
Right.
I'm just here for the hockey.
Kirk Cameron is Jay Zawoski in.
Put on some weight.
Jay Zawoski is wearing a fat suit. Jay Zawoski left behind. Everyone's raptured except Jay.
And the NHL. Everyone in the NHL is still doing their thing and doing a whole bunch of coke.
Right.
Jay is watching all of it.
Just
raptured in the 80s. So.
That's awesome.
By the way, Dan, we bust your balls for not having opinions. I like how you just don't even argue with us. I sort of respect that. You're like, yep.
Yeah, I don't get anything out of making picks, and I don't think and not a single listener to this show would gain anything from me
that's,
making
that's
picks.
Not true. You're wrong there. While I respect the hell out of the double down, right. I really do. Every single listener of this show would love to rub your face in you being wrong about anything.
They could,
absolutely,
they could do
anything.
It at any point in any show.
Yeah, but
just follow my kids around and say what they say. Just ape everything they say because nothing's right.
There's going to be a court.
I
follow Dan's kids around.
I get made fun of for not chopping garlic correctly.
Well, are you doing it right?
I think I am.
You smush it. You take the thing and then you smush it. Then you pull the wrapper off of it.
What?
And then you slice.
I'm just
it.
Saying, if you enjoy me being wrong about stuff, spend 5 minutes in my house. I'm not right about anything.
Are you inviting people to come spend 5 minutes in your house?
Dad
like your
or husband.
312-644-6767. Dan gives out his address on a private line.
We're doing it's a lot.
Just trust me.
It's a lot.
Nothing is right. Nothing I do is right in the eyes of anybody close to me. If that is what you're looking for, if that brings you joy and satisfaction, just know that you should have immense joy and satisfaction.
You need something right now? Do you want to get something right? You can tell everyone who's coming up next on the show.
Well,
you can't get that wrong.
I have in the past. I've forgotten we've had guests before, but I do know that Rich Campbell of the Tribune has the latest Bears information and NFL stuff. We'll get his thoughts
Nailed
in a
it.
Week of context.
Nailed it.
And he is going to join us, so don't go anywhere. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score.
Hey, I'm thinking about trading in my car for a new one.
Oh, I got a guy.
I need a new car.
Oh, I got a guy.
I think I need a bigger car.
Ah, I got a guy.
You've got a friend in the business at Continental Motors with 8 locations in Countryside, Hodgkins, Hinsdale, and Naperville or at ContinentalMotors.com.
While our hometown heroes are swinging for the fences, Northwest Community Healthcare is here to help guys everywhere stay in the game. Here's the rundown. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which means it's time to pull a pro move and get screened. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer in men, and it has no obvious symptoms. So get off the bench and go to bat for your prostate with the experts at Northwest Community Healthcare. Take a free risk assessment or schedule a screening today at nch.org/MVP.
Celebrate the NFL's 100th anniversary with Pepsi. Look for the Tariq Cohen display at Pepsi retailers. 100 seasons, 100 reasons to celebrate. Be one of the 100 winners. Prizes include a meet and greet with Tariq Cohen and more. Pepsi, official soft drink of the National Football League. Having trouble attracting and keeping young talent? Looking to enhance your organization's work-life flexibility? Companies nationwide are using Yamaha to do so. Not Yamaha Music and Motorsports, but Yamaha's unbelievable audio and visual conferencing technology division. That's right, Yamaha makes conference phones and video soundbars for anything from startups to sales teams to Fortune 500 organizations. Host meetings differently. Host meetings better. See how at uc.yamaha.com/owntheroom. Have you ever caught yourself saying, what can I do to make more money? Or how can we bolster revenue at our company? If so, IncomeStore.com has dozens of options that can help increase revenue for any business of any size. Check out IncomeStore.com to learn more.
Last week on White Castle Temptations, our bachelorette Emily finds what she's been searching for.
Matt, I want true love, but I want cheesy sliders even more.
Emily, you should listen to your heart.
Okay, stop crying.
Excuse me, Emily. Can I steal you for a second?
Please.
Will you accept this cheesy 10 sack? There's enough for us to share.
You're here for the right reasons. And I like that.
Getting what you crave has never been easier. Get a $6.99 cheesy 10 sack today, only at White Castle. Limited time only. Tax extra.
Does your wife have ugly feet?
I hate my feet.
Does your girlfriend have a bunion or curved, elongated toes?
I'm so tired from standing all day.
You try to be reassuring, but deep down you know she's right when she says,
my feet are ugly.
Tell her about the sklar bunionectomy. The sklar bunionectomy is a unique procedure with minimal pain, hidden incisions, and impressive results. And it's performed exclusively at Foot First Podiatry. Soon, instead of hearing this,
can we go? My feet hurt.
She'll be saying,
I don't mind staying for extra innings.
It's a game changer.
We could even stand in the bleachers.
Score points with your sweetheart. Let Foot First Podiatry put the glitz back in her step.
My feet are so cute.
For more information, visit footfirst.com or call 847-352-9221. Foot First Podiatry, fixing feet beautifully.
You know it's time to replace your windows and doors. Trust your Marvin retailer, Midwest Window and Supply, to guide you through the process. Marvin Windows and Patio Doors have the power to transform any room. And as your authorized installing retailer, we make the replacement process simple and stress-free. We measure, order, deliver, and install. Our knowledgeable staff will help you find the perfect solution. With a vast array of style options, it's easy to customize your Marvin windows and doors and bring your vision to life. Marvin Windows and Doors and your authorized installing retailer. We'll take care of the details. You enjoy the results. As your Marvin authorized installing retailer, Midwest Window and Supply will make replacing and installing your windows easy. Serving the Chicagoland area since 1980.